QPR, I don't know what the hell that means, but it also dropped 33 points, down to 54.8. I don't know how to judge QBR. But
you're listening to Talk Sports.
Sitting here looking at the numbers, his QBR, when he won the MVP, was 117.1. Last year...
Just not nitpicking, that's quarterback rating. The quarterback rating and QBR is two different things.
Okay, no, you're right. So his QBR was 79.4 when he won the MVP.
I don't know what the hell that means. Like I said, I don't know how to judge.
Let's just go by
those.
The rate. Yeah. Isn't that the one we usually go by?
Yeah, the rating is what we usually use. QBR, yeah. Rating's different.
Well, forget QBR. Yeah. QBR can go to hell.
Because no one knows what the hell it means.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
He had a QBR of 117. Went back to average in 2017.
QBR, he had a rating. Rating of 117.
Jesus Christ. He had a rating of 117. We still call it the quarterback rating, though, don't
we? I know,
we?
But you don't shorten it to QBR. You
what the hell is a QBR?
No one knows!
Jesus.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
I have a definition if you want it.
You can read it to me. I've read it a million times. I still don't know what the hell it means. To be fair, I don't really know what the hell quarterback rating means either. Hour two kicking off in the truly hard seltzer studios. Drink what you truly want. Pick you up a 12-pack of Truly. 100 calories, 5% alcohol, only 1 gram of sugar. It's a healthy alternative. Ditch the beer belly bloat. Pick you up a 12-pack of Truly. Hour two headlines. C.M. McClure, collision course. Right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Alexi McCammond.
Never heard of him.
She is a reporter for Axios.
Oh, wait, never mind. I heard about this girl last night.
Yes, I retract what I said. She claims that Charles Barkley told her last night, quote, "I don't hit women, but if I did, I would hit you." And then when she objected to that, he allegedly told her, quote, "I couldn't take a joke." Which the latter part, now the first part, if Barkley said it, obviously is bad. Obviously you shouldn't say that. No one's for that. But he's kind of right about the last part. I mean, she didn't take the joke. If he did intend it as a joke, I mean, you know, she clearly can't take one.
You think Charles Barkley's going to get in trouble?
No. It's Charles Barkley, man. It's Charles Barkley.
What's today?
It's not like
today
he,
Wednesday? So we won't
Today's
know until
Wednesday,
tomorrow
yeah.
With inside the NBA, but I will be tuned in to see if he's on there.
You think he might?
They'll make him address it. He'll talk about
they
it.
They talk about everything on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he'll talk about
That's
it.
Probably the best show when it comes to like
you don't watch
pregame.
It.
I watch it all the time.
You don't.
I like it better than I like the NBA.
You just say you
I
watch
swear
it.
I watch it.
You don't watch it.
Are you
it.
Kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
I watch
you
that
watch
more
it.
Than I watch the NBA.
Can you name all four members of it?
Well, of course. There's Kenny. There's Charles, there's Shaq, and there's the guy that the host.
He's the star of the show. He's the best one on there.
Ernie.
Okay.
Yeah, Ernie. Of course, I can name all
four.
That was
close.
Members.
I didn't think. I thought you were not going to name Ernie.
It took me a second, but I know Ernie.
Okay.
Ernie's in. He does a lot of stuff. Doesn't he call college football games too?
No. Maybe he has before. Maybe college basketball. Maybe, but he doesn't do football. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I've heard him call some games. I think. I mean, it's the best show in all of sports. All right,
then finish this sentence. Neato! Ba-da-da-da. It's a segment they do. Da-da! Neato! Ba-da-da-da! No?
The woman went on to say, there are almost no times that she will beak an OTR agreement, but this is not okay.
It's off the record.
Oh, yeah, an off-the-record agreement. Yeah, good point. This is not okay. It was all because he came in talking about how he loves Deval Patrick.
Damn, did you watch Deval
Patrick?
Did
and
you,
once someone from
jingle?
His campaign came around and said he loved Pete. I reminded him
EJ's
previously.
Neato.
I don't know what all she's
you
saying.
You don't watch it.
She took a
you
picture of him.
You don't watch it at all.
She then took
you
a
picture. You didn't know EJ's Neato stat.
I'm trying to read the news. She then took a picture of Charles Barkley in the dark for some reason, just
to prove
like
that she was with,
to prove that she was in the same room with him, yeah. I guess. Seems like if you need to say that, I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying she's lying, I mean, but, you know.
Wow, we believe women here.
Yeah, believe all women, right? That's what they say, all of them.
That seems reckless to believe all women.
There's
It does seem reckless to believe all women.
I think it's Bill Burr, his new special. He's like, all of them?
Yeah.
Or is there not even like 1% maybe we should question?
Yeah.
Believe all of them?
And then now, I mean, because everything just goes straight to the extreme on the internet, but now whenever that's said, you'll just see people tweeting Emmett Till next to the woman who lied on him and got him beat to death, so.
Yeah.
No one, we don't subscribe to the trust all women, believe all women. We do not.
I don't hit women.
We
but
do not subscribe to believe all women. No, we throw the challenge flag on that one. I'm not saying we don't believe any women or even most women, but not all. Not all.
I don't hit women, but if I did, I would hit you. I think Barkley said pretty clearly, I don't hit women. I mean, he did say that. So that's what he began it with. I don't hit women.
Yeah, I mean, so is he trying to intimidate this woman? Is he trying to, like, is he...
I don't know.
We'll have to tune in to Inside the NBA tomorrow to find out.
What did she do? What did she say to him?
She had called him, if you read the thread, she had called him out because he had went up and had claimed he was supporting a certain politician, and she said, but just an hour ago you said you were supporting this other person.
Mm-hmm.
And then to that he replied with, I don't hit women, but if I could, I'd hit you right now. And then says you can't take a joke, which maybe he was trying to imply, like, I would hit you right as a joke. It's not a good look.
Yeah.
But Charles Barkley survived so much, like, I don't think this even, like, is a blip on the radar. Didn't he offer to give oral pleasure to a police officer to get out of a ticket, like, 5 or 6 years ago?
He actually offered it to the cop? Or is it
male
cop?
He had gotten pulled over. He was drunk. He had a woman in the front seat. And I believe he offered the cop, like, hey, I will blank, blank, blank if you let me out of this ticket. I believe is how that went. The cop asked him what he was doing, and he's like, I'm trying to receive said pleasure.
I'm sure Charles Barkley would not stoop to that level. I don't think he would give a...
I think he might have just said that that's what he was...
Yeah, he was on the way to go receive some.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's where he was, like, headed, right? Like, why, cop asked why he was, like, speeding or something like that, and he is... Okay.
I don't see Charles Barkley giving a glow bob to a... to a police officer.
He said, this was his quote. He was asked, the officer asked him, like, you know, where's he going, whatever. He's like, oh, you want the truth? Mm-hmm. He's like, I was going to drive around the corner and get a...
Yeah, get pleasure.
He said, same girl gave him one a week earlier, and it was the best one he ever had.
How can you fault him?
That was in 2008, so, I mean, that was even longer than I thought.
So what did the cop do?
I think Charles got a DUI.
He was taken to the station.
Yeah, he got a DUI.
So he didn't get his...
He offered it didn't employee get what he was there, but for. He would tattoo their name.
That's what it was. Okay, so then he got to the cop. He got to the cops. He got to the police office or the jail or whatever, and he said if the cop could get him out of it, he'd get his name tattooed on his ass is what he said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there was some offers made to cops, and there was also some talk of oral pleasure. I just got them mixed up.
You put the two together.
I'm sorry, Charles, for implying that you offered to service the policeman, but you did offer to get one of their names tattooed on you and then told them you were going to get service. So my bad.
Could you give Charles Barkley a DUI? Like, if you were a cop and Barkley was driving around.
He got one.
I feel like it's a power move.
He got one. He had to apologize on TNT. I remember.
I know, but I'm thinking, put yourself there as the cop.
Yeah.
Would you give Barkley a DUI?
Charles?
I don't think I'd give Barkley a DUI.
I think you kind of have to.
I think I would
ask
him for
money. If
you
ask him what he's doing, he tells you he's going to go around the corner and, you know.
I think I'd ask him for money.
Yeah.
You just go straight, like, shake down bribe, and then
yeah.
you're just a dirty, crooked cop.
Well, of course, yeah.
Okay. I would ask him for money, but I'd also make sure he got a ride to get home so he wasn't, like, just driving drunk still.
I would assume he could probably
I wouldn't give him the ticket. I'd just be like, hey, get a ride. Wait till a ride showed up. Also slide me a couple thousand. You're good, man.
A couple thousands. I think I'd ask for 10 grand because that's about what it costs for a DUI anyway.
Yeah.
But to have that not be public, like for a guy like Charles Barkley, 10 grand is nothing.
Yeah.
But to have your name dragged publicly.
You don't go 10, you go 20. You double the price.
Okay, well, 20 grand.
10's the going rate.
Man, maybe I'm the good guy here. I'm lowballing
him. Cam said 2,000.
10's the going rate to like stay out of trouble. And then the extra 10 tax on top of it so nobody finds out. Like, you're already 10,000 hooked at the time.
I think
so
I just...
If it was like, hey, $10,000 for a lawyer, $10,000 for this cop, of course you're going to go 10,000, but you got to say 20,000, because, I mean, you don't want to go public, Charles. But then at that point, Charles would be like, I'm Charles Barkley. I once spit on a kid. I threw a guy through a glass window, and I'm still, like, your lovable friend on TV. Like, I've overcome all this. You can kiss my ass. Like, that's maybe what Charles Barkley would say. Did you know that? He spit on a kid.
Maybe. Did he?
Yeah, during a game.
Good for him.
Spit on a kid, and he threw another guy through a glass window.
Good for him.
And he's just out here still thriving.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining Barkley, nothing's going to happen to Charles Barkley, like, from this situation.
Of course nothing's going to happen. I mean, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, but you still don't want your employees talking about hitting women.
I mean, he's joking around.
I mean, maybe, but, like, I don't think it's a joke to her.
Maybe she can't take a joke.
Maybe she – I mean, she can't take a joke. But, again, maybe it wasn't funny to her.
Well, I don't think Charles Barkley should lose his job because she didn't find it funny.
I never said anything about him losing his
job. No, I know you didn't. I'm just saying, you know, there's going to be people on the internet that say that.
I'm not one of them.
Excuse me, I didn't find this funny.
I mean, I can understand not thinking that was funny if someone's like, "Hey, I would hit you if I could."
There's so many people in the comments like,
"Oh yeah, no,
I'm reading, so sorry yeah, reading, this happened to you."
Reading the replies is
how long will it take you to recover?
Reading the replies makes you root against this girl, and that's a completely terrible thing to say and admit. But reading the replies makes me just like roll my eyes, and it's not funny. And when you read like a guy telling a woman he's going to hit her, like you're like, "Okay, that's probably not something that should happen." But then you read the replies and everyone's acting like, as if Charles Barkley did hit her, and you're just like, okay.
Can I at least say that I wish Charles Barkley would hit all the men in the replies?
Yes, for sure.
Because those are the worst kind of guys.
Yes.
Those are the worst.
Yes. Agree. My favorite, I don't know if you how far you scrolled down in the replies. It's funny because that's one of my favorite things to do on the internet. There was one guy's like, am I a terrible person for saying I was thinking he meant hit you in a different way, or is my mind just always in the gutter? And then someone replied to that as like, you're not a terrible person for thinking it, but for actually typing it out and hitting send, yes, you are a terrible person.
Not cool at all, Charles Barkley. Abuse is never a laughing matter.
You got any more headlines? Let's move on.
Joker 2 is happening.
How do we feel?
They've already decided to do a sequel with Joaquin Phoenix.
How do we feel?
It is in development.
How do we feel?
I mean, I'll watch it.
We excited?
I'm not overly excited.
You don't sound overly excited.
No, but I'm going to watch it.
Why are you not overly excited?
I enjoyed the first one, but...
Why wouldn't you want to enjoy the second one?
I will, but the first one was so dark.
Oh.
The first one was so dark.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the second one by myself, because whenever we went to the movies the first time, Kendall said she's not watching
it was rough.
The sequel. She said she was messed up by the last, like, 5 minutes or so.
I was kind of messed up by the whole thing. It's a rough film.
So you're not excited?
It's a very good film, but excited is not the word. Excited is not the word for it.
I need earthquakes. I need to see people die. Oh, wait. No, this is too far in my movie.
It's not too far. I'll watch anything. I'm saying that...
Anything?
Yes. I'm saying that it's excited is not the proper emotion.
Just shut up. Cam, you excited?
I'm really interested to see where they go with it.
But not excited?
No, I'd be like, if it actually.
Are you excited?
Like,
yes
I'm
or no?
I'm excited. Okay, yeah, I would love to see a second
no
one.
No one is excited about this.
Excited?
I'm excited. I'm interested
no,
to see where
not.
They go, though, because Joaquin said he'd only come back if like they were doing it a certain way, and I don't remember what he specified on that. But.
Well, I think he changed his mind when he saw how successful the movie was and like saw how big of the paycheck was going to be. But he also, there was quotes like immediately after the movie came out, him talking about how he couldn't like shake the character, like in a good way, not like in a Heath Ledger dark way, but just like, this is the most fun I've ever had playing a character, and I want to do it again. Like, I want to keep going with it. So maybe he'd give a little bit more liberty to the sequel, I guess, and how it was done.
Cody, is it same director? Because I think the director
yes,
had
this Todd Phillips.
It's Todd Phillips.
Okay. Todd Phillips.
I will say that I would imagine Joaquin would not want to like, tie in with Batman. I would imagine he doesn't want
Yeah, I don't think they're doing that. I think they definitely said no.
Well, I know they've already said no sequel at the beginning, and now we're doing a sequel, so who knows? Is this not the most profitable superhero movie ever?
Rated R movie.
Rated R movie? Okay.
Yeah. Not superhero. Endgame still has like the record for that.
Yeah, but I mean like how much did Endgame do? Like 300 billion?
It's
was
the
it?
Record.
Well, I know, but like, I just imagine it was like much more expensive to make is what I was saying.
Yeah, I would agree.
So like
sure.
I mean like with the special effects and like all the actors they had to pay, because I mean I imagine every one of those superheroes were getting like $5 million for that movie at least, right? Like a piece?
Probably, especially like, you know, like the big five
right.
or six.
So, I mean, like, I didn't know. I thought it was the most profitable. I thought I saw a headline that was the most profitable superhero movie, but maybe it was the most profitable rated R movie.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like you'd be surprised because you just argued with me and talked about Endgame, but either way. No big deal. Most profitable movie. Let me check. Did you already Google that?
What are you looking for? Avatar?
Yeah, I'm gonna Google it right now.
Did you Google it like before?
Yeah, most profitable comic book film of all time.
Yeah. Shut the hell up. Here's our comic book expert over here. Didn't even know the
Because it had such a small budget, yeah.
Didn't even know Joker's the most profitable comic book movie of all time.
The most recent
Joker. I just
assumed
the movie made $300 billion with this automatically.
Well, I know, but like again, like when you're having to pay like the actors probably $100 million each. Not each, but obviously.
You're saying the most recent Joker?
Yeah, it's the most profitable comic book film of all time.
Already?
There's no like big special effects in it or anything. Like it was just a
low budget,
pretty cheap movie to make. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Joaquin made his $5 million or, you know, $10 million. I don't know how much he made, but he's probably got, hopefully got some royalties on the back end of it. Hopefully he's well paid now. So, yeah, when you make $1 billion, you got to make a sequel, you know?
Yeah, they only had a $62 million budget, I think.
That movie couldn't touch the Heath Ledger Joker. Couldn't even touch it.
Okay, cool.
Glad you agree.
I don't, but cool.
Got you at the end of the segment. Now you won't take the time to argue about it.
Did you not pay attention yesterday?
Checkmate, bro.
Did you not pay attention yesterday, bro?
Checkmate.
We skipped three commercial breaks yesterday.
Well, I'm not arguing about the Joker for 13 more minutes.
You don't have to argue about
it. The Joker didn't even get China. I forgot about that.
It didn't get to get
air
in China?
This article said. It said it did it without China.
Oh, wow.
It didn't clear the censors.
Did not clear the censors, or did it not... I'd imagine China wouldn't like the whole...
Did they mention the Dalai Lama in it?
I'd imagine they didn't like the whole uprising angle of it.
Nah, this is just breaking down the money, and it said,
Well, sometimes it takes, like, extra months to get to China, so maybe it's, like, scheduled for China in, like, a month or two.
Because it was talking about how this did this without a 3D boost and without China. So it's the biggest grossing movie ever to not play in China.
Really, it dominated the Avengers. You look at it that way.
That's impressive. I'm impressed.
This will be the only person to play the Joker twice, right? I mean, like, did Jared Leto play it twice? No, he only played it once, right?
He didn't.
He said Suicide Squad once,
maybe one of the old school guys I can't remember.
Way back in, like, the TV commercial or the TV shows and stuff. But Jack Nicholson only did one movie.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger only did one movie. So now, like, this Joaquin will officially be the new age Joker. He will own this role now.
Live action-wise,
He'll have two movies of it. Checkmate, Heath.
Unless it kills him, I'm not impressed.
I don't think Heath's going to be able to put out a second movie as the Joker.
Oh, come on. Come on. Too soon. Too soon.
And the Joker didn't kill Heath. We've talked about this many times.
It's too soon.
We talked about this many
times. How are you going to make fun of a dead guy?
You just made a death joke too, bro. Like literally 10 seconds before.
What did
I
say?
If it doesn't kill him, I don't appreciate
it. That's not a joke. I was being serious. If Joaquin Phoenix dies, I'll appreciate it. I mean, he's a good actor. We all give him... He gets the proper amount of credit.
Mm-hmm. How many times do I have to talk about it, bro?
I don't know.
Heath Ledger died during the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, not
Dark
Knight.
Well, obviously, but he was...
You're buying into the
He
hype,
was so messed up from it.
He was messed up from
he
Dr.
Parnassus. He was still messed up in the head.
He was messed up from Dr. Parnassus.
Nobody knows who Dr. Parnassus
That's
is.
That's on you, bro. It was a good movie. It was a great movie.
Parnassus?
Yeah.
What is it?
The Imaginarium.
Is that about JFK's? Well, no, that was Onassis.
No.
Jackie Onassis?
No.
Hey.
Look at this. Get off of me, bug.
I think that's the same bug
between
that's
these
been
bugs
in here for weeks.
And one more rant. I don't know how many times I have to say it before the morning show realizes they have to take their food out. I'm sick of it. Take their food out. They act like they own the place, which Nate does, so whatever. But the other three don't. The other three need to get the food out. If Nate wants to leave it in, that's fine. But Billy sits in his chair. The least he could do is pick up the food and carry it out. You weren't here and had to deal with it. The Blitz guys, they're too much of betas, I guess, to say anything about it. They just let there's a big jar of pickles.
They just don't care.
A big jar of pickles sitting here, and it stunk up the whole room, just dill pickles, and they were just sitting there right in the middle of the table. I'm like, bro, can you move the pickles here? Give them here, because I don't want this office space smelling like pickles whenever I get in here. Give me the pickles. I put them over there. I'm going to wait a couple days before I just pour them out because the smell of pickles is gross.
You don't like pickles?
I like pickles fine, but I don't like the smell of pickles.
I think they smell kind of nice.
Yeah?
I mean, they don't smell bad to me. It's not
after
like
after a while, though?
It's not like having
I get like a sour smell to you after a while?
Does it?
To me,
aren't
like,
they
okay.
supposed to be refrigerated?
Well, that's also another thing. They weren't refrigerated. They're just sitting out.
They don't smell like an open can of sardines or
anything. No, it's not as bad as those. So this is, like, low on the scale, but, like, I don't know how many times I have to come on here and rant on the radio before they start taking their stuff out.
Nobody picks up after themselves. I mean, it's just common decency. Nobody does it anymore.
Whenever I have pickles with, like, my sandwich and stuff, I eat it first because I want to get it out of the way. You do that or you save it for last?
I kind of do that too.
Yeah.
And then I ask myself, why do I even get the pickles?
If I like the pickle. I just eat it first. I get it out of the way because I don't want to smell it anymore, but I kind of like the taste.
Pickles are odd. They are what they are. I mean, okay. I don't think they really complement things well. I like a dill pickle spear on its own.
Uh-huh.
But now I kind of want a pickle. You think those
are
still good?
A whole jar out there.
Do you think they're still good even though they haven't been refrigerated?
Test it out and find out.
I might have one. You want one?
No, I'm good. Let's go to break.
Come on out.
Some reason me ranting about the pickles made Cody want to go eat one of the pickles, so I'll take care of this live read for the OEB Law Turkey Drop today at Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek. The Drive and OEB Law are giving away 150 Thanksgiving turkeys on a first-come, first-served basis. Let OEB Law turn your wreck into a check. Visit wreckintoacheck.com. And today, Wednesday, is $6 Burger Day at Smoky Mountain Brewery. So wash your tasty burger down with a cold Mountain Light or Cherokee Red Ale and pick you up a turkey and hang out with our turkeys from the Drive. That smell is not, I don't like it.
Well, there's no smell.
Yes, there is.
I can smell it too.
I closed the jar.
I can smell it. Don't tell me there's not a smell. I smell it.
I closed the jar.
Cam, do you smell it?
I do smell it.
Do you the smell of it?
It's not a bad smell.
Not the biggest
smell.
Fan.
Not the biggest fan of it. Neither am I. And it's sitting right next to me, and I just told you about how much I hate the smell, and why would you do this?
I feel like you
why
should.
Why would you do
I
this?
I feel like you need to put need to get over your fear of pickles.
Why would you do this to me?
I feel like you need to get over it.
I thought we were friends.
We are friends.
I thought
we're
take
dear
care
friends.
Of each other. And you, I told you, I don't like the smell of pickles. And you come in here, and you get your big, nasty paws in that big kosher dill pickle thing.
Hey. I put that lid on. See the lid?
Do you seriously not smell it?
No, and when I
you
do...
You really can't smell it?
When I do smell it, it smells good. It smells like pickles.
So can you smell it, or can you not smell it?
I got to put the pickle up close to my mouth, up to my nose to smell it. I smell it up here. Blech. Don't act upset. Did you get an update on your computer?
My battery's at 20%.
Hmm. So what were we getting ready to talk about?
I guess, I don't know. Did you see where the rivalry weekend point spreads came out for next week's football games?
No.
Tennessee-Vanderbilt. You didn't see the spread on this game?
No.
We have
our
first look at the line. You said you want to take a guess? Cam, you took a guess first. Did you see this? Did you see the updated lines?
I have not seen it.
Okay. Would you like to guess first?
I'm going to say
Vanderbilt coming to Tennessee. Tennessee, at the very least, will have a bowl game. I don't want to say on the line, but, you know, either Tennessee's going to be, like, winning four in a row or, five, you know, or playing for a bowl game. So, either way.
I'm going to say it's Tennessee by 12.
Tennessee by 12, okay. Cam is in for 12. Cody.
I'm going to say Tennessee.
God, the
14.
Smell is so bad.
Tennessee minus 14.
20.
Yeah. Well, we undershot it a bit.
Tennessee by 20.
Sorry, I gave too much respect to Vanderbilt.
A 20-point favorite, huh?
20-point favorite.
They are awful. I mean, they're what, 2-8?
That smell of pickles is so strong.
Okay, calm down.
Why would you do this to me? I don't understand.
It's fine.
I don't understand why you would do this to me.
Spray that Lysol spray.
If we are friends, why you would do this?
Here, move, and
I can't
I'll take
concentrate.
Them out.
No, just sitting there and just stink with the pickles. I really.
What do you mean you can't concentrate?
I can't concentrate whenever I go to talk. Whenever
the,
I go to breathe through my nose because I'm not a mouth
mouth.
Breather, I just smell pickles, and it just makes me think of the Little Rascals, And it makes me think of just how I always get no pickles on my Chick-fil-A sandwich and how I don't really like pickles and how I just made it clear I didn't like pickles, but yet you still did this to me.
Would it help if you just ate one?
Absolutely not. It would probably make it worse. Who just eats a big dill pickle like that? Plus, I stay away from phallic-shaped foods.
What do you mean phallic-shaped? Like penis?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't eat penis-shaped food. Corn dogs, I cut up. Hot dogs, don't eat them.
It's not really penis-shaped if you eat it from this end, where it's already bitten. Now, if I eat it from this end, took a big bite out of it like that. Now, that's a penis-shaped food, but really, the other end is not bad. It is dripping a lot, though.
Yeah, who the hell just eats a pickle with no napkins or no nothing?
I have a Kleenex.
You came in looking so sharp. You came in looking great, and now you reek of pickles and have pickle juice all over the front of your shirt.
Listen, I've been getting leg cramps lately. They're good for leg cramps.
I don't think that's pickles. I think it's just pickle juice.
Well, I'm not drinking all that juice.
Then you're still going to get leg cramps.
That's a lot of juice.
Although there's juice, juice in there. I don't know if that's enough.
Where do you think the juice comes from?
I understand.
Well, I guess not all that comes from the. That's the preservative mixed with the. I don't know what all that is. It does look like a big jar of, you know, phalluses.
I'm disgusted right
now. I'm not the one who brought them here. So blame.
You are.
Blame,
I took them outside. You are the one who brought them back in.
Blame the morning show for bringing pickles to the station.
I did. Last segment.
They're pretty good.
Now it's on you.
Are we ready to take the World War One or the Battle of Britain quiz yet?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's nothing to talk about other than Tennessee being 20-point favorites. It's the line's gone up steadily all year. Tyler Wyatt says it was just at 16.5 last week, so it's gone up 3.5 points just from the weekend.
I like that.
You like Tennessee minus 20? Or you like the fact that we're favored by 20?
I like the fact that we're favored by 20. I don't know for sure that we'll cover it, but I like it.
I mean, does Vanderbilt not get up for Tennessee? Like, do we not expect Vanderbilt's best punch?
At 2-9, I don't know.
No, I mean, but at 2-9, like, they can still salvage the season.
Yeah, this is their, like, Super Bowl, in my opinion.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I know we're all expecting to kill Vanderbilt. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm expecting to beat Vanderbilt, but 20 initially seemed a little high. I don't know.
All their fans post I was reading some stuff from their fans on Twitter the other day. I don't know.
I guess it'd be pretty easy to round up. There's only, like, 10 or 15 of them.
Yeah, 10, 15. They've been talking about how Tennessee's going to just annihilate them. Like, Tennessee's going to take out all the frustrations of the past few years.
And I hope that's the case. I hope that's the case. I do expect Vanderbilt to play their best game. That's been the recent history of this series, is Vanderbilt tries their hardest against Tennessee.
Do you prefer
Alabama minus 2.5 at Florida? Or at Auburn, sorry.
At Auburn? Two and a half, huh?
Yeah, Florida State is 21-point dogs at Florida.
Hmm.
Georgia minus 30.5 at Georgia Tech. Louisville at Kentucky. Kentucky is minus 3.5. LSU minus 17.5 at home versus Texas A&M. And Clemson, 24.5-point favorites at South Carolina. We haven't talked about that South Carolina debacle. Maybe we'll do that after you take your quiz. You ready to take your quiz?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you are now an expert of the early stages of World War II. You are ready to take your Battle of Britain quiz. We'll do that after the break. Let's see how you do. Let's talk sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric. All right, you nervous?
No, I'm going to kill this.
Okay. Let's see. You got 10 questions, right, Cam?
Yep.
What's the over-under? Where does he have to get to?
I randomly took it, and I got 6 out of 10.
But you got to see the multiple choice, but you also didn't come on here and claim to be an expert after watching a Netflix documentary. So let's set the over-under at 7.5.
Isn't this for elementary school kids, too?
So you wanted to make it 8.5?
No, I'm just 7.5 is fine. I feel like I'm going to kill it, though. All right. And it's not just because
under is now 8.5. You get to ask for Two multiple choice options.
Why are you looking at my head? Do I have something in my hair? Is it a bug?
It's just a... No, just carry on. No, it's not on you. It's not on you.
What is it?
Nothing.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
So, also, I'd like to point out, it's not just because I watched the documentary.
You also watched Churchill? You love the Winston Churchill
movie? I know a lot about Winston Churchill.
Okay.
So.
All right, Cam, are you ready?
Yeah.
And this is about the Battle of Britain, correct?
Yep, Battle of Britain. We're keeping it concise.
So, CMs.
You're all going to learn something today.
Battle of Britain test. How do you spell Britain?
B-R-I-T-A-I-N. Are you serious? This is B-R-I-T, Brit, A-I-N. Britain.
I-A-N?
Yeah. No, A-I-N.
Okay.
Britain.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Cam, go ahead.
This is going to be good for the audience.
We're going to start out pretty simple. Which country attacked Britain in the Battle of Britain?
Germany.
Okay, I was worried for
Germany.
A second. All right.
Were you nervous? Or were
no,
you just,
I was messing around.
Okay.
Jesus.
That was funny, though.
What year did the Battle of Britain take place?
1940.
Correct. All right. What new technology helped Britain, the British Air Force... In defending against the Germans.
New technology?
Yeah.
Radio communications. No. Spitfires? Give me the multiple choice.
You don't get to. Yeah, no, you don't get
you
the multiple choice. It's too late.
It was radar.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, it's radar. It was radio technology. Is that not what I just said?
You said radio technology.
I mean, I didn't get
radar
the.
Radar is pretty different from radio
technology. Different than radio
technology. I mean, I didn't get
when
the
I
exact
hear radio
word.
Technology, I think of like CBs, and they're just like able to radio
each other. Oh, come
on.
I didn't
right,
get the exact.
Miss.
That's ridiculous.
That's on you, bro.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
You can't complain whenever. You had two
I
guesses
I would have gotten
it.
Radar if you gave me the multiple choice.
You should have asked for the multiple choice.
Everybody that takes it gets the when multiple you, choice. Why is it you, that I don't?
Because you're next.
Everybody that
because you're not in elementary school,
oh,
bro.
Give me number four. Give me number four.
When you were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you don't get to guess and then say, hold on, can I get my 50-50? Can I use my 50-50? No, it's too late. You lose. Your one question is wrong.
All right. What was the Air Force of Great Britain called?
You still have two options of using multiple choice, and if you miss
the Air Force of Great Britain, the REF.
So REF? That's wrong.
No, the RAF.
RAF?
Yeah.
Do you know what that stands for?
He said REF.
I understand.
He said REF. You're not going to say REF and RAF.
Do I have to say what it stands for?
No, you don't, but you got it wrong.
I did not get that wrong.
You said REF, bro.
I said RAF.
No, you didn't. You said E.
I said RAF.
You said REF. You said Jason wrong. And you said RAF?
Maybe
you
I said it a little
guesses.
Maybe I said it a little fast.
No.
Maybe
you
I
don't
said
get
it a little
guesses.
Fast. It's RAF.
That's your,
give me the next one.
That's half your point.
That's true.
That's half a point. You said REF.
Give me the next question. I knew the answer.
You have one and a half wrong already.
I knew the answer.
All right. What was Hitler's goal he was trying to accomplish by bombing the British Air Force in the Battle of Britain?
His goal that he was trying to accomplish by bombing the British Air Force?
Yep. Like, what was the end game with this? With this
well,
situation?
He wanted to get to Russia eventually, but he... Give me the multiple choice
feel
on that one.
Feel free to use all your right. multiple
choice. He was bombing them at night because the Spitfires couldn't get them back at night. They had no defense.
Well, let me give you the multiple choice options.
Give me the multiple choice.
There.
This is
all right. First one is to keep them from attacking his troops in France. Next one is to destroy the Air Force in preparation to invade Britain. The next one is to prove his Air Force was stronger, to keep the British on defense, or to stop them from bombing Germany.
I think it's B, although they were bombing Berlin, which is why Hitler started bombing London.
Is B the final answer?
I guess.
That's correct. Yeah, he was planning to invade Britain, so he wanted to destroy their
air force.
It's
kind of a loaded question, but okay. Hey, so we're through five. So far I'm 5 for 5.
Okay, this one's a true or false one. So this could help you. The Battle of Britain lasted a couple of days.
It lasted a lot longer than that, but that would be true. I mean, it lasted way longer than that, though.
The answer would be false, then. If you're saying it lasted a long time.
The actual day that they consider the Battle of Britain was only one day on September 15th, I think. Wasn't it? September 15th, 1940. But they bombed London for 57 days, 57 nights straight.
I would just go with false.
False.
That's correct.
Okay.
You're
but again, it's
Remember,
kind of
it's
a loaded question.
It's an elementary school quiz.
You're overthinking it. The battle happened for
That's
two
true.
Months.
I'm way too smart for this quiz. All right.
That's why you got two wrong. Okay.
I've not gotten anything wrong.
Are you seriously going to sit there with a straight face and say you haven't gotten anything wrong?
I got the RAF right.
You said RAF?
No, I did not.
I will go pull the damn tape.
Pull it. Go pull it.
All right. I will.
Go pull it.
I will.
I want you to take the time out of your day to go pull it.
It won't take long.
You can't tell if I said E or A. They sound the same, kind of. I said R-E-A-F. R-E-A-F.
You said R-E-A-F? R-E-A-F. Well, that's wrong. That's wrong, too.
No, I said R-E-A-F. Oh, A-F.
You tried that thing.
A-F, not E-F.
You are an elementary student because you tried the thing on your handwriting where you didn't know the real answer, so you just tried to
make it look like both.
You tried to make it look like both, and hopefully the teacher would give you credit.
All right.
Let's continue the quiz.
The teacher called you to the desk and said, hey, what did you mean right here?
Can we continue the R-E-A-F? Quiz?
R-E-A-F? R-E-A-F?
Please continue the quiz.
All right.
Can I get something about the Luftwaffe? Can I get something here?
We may get to that. All right. What city was bombed for 57 nights in a row?
London.
Correct.
I just told you that in the last question.
What
57. I got that number right.
Of Germany it? Called?
The Luftwaffe.
Correct.
The Luftwaffe.
Oh, he's heating up. How many we got left?
We got two more.
You
got
to get these right to push because you've missed a question and a half.
No,
so the
I
over
have
under
not.
Of 8.5 is going to.
I got radar. If I had the multiple choice, I would have said radar.
You had multiple choice options. You should have asked.
Oh.
That's on you.
All right. Well, it was the Spitfires, really, that gave them the biggest problem. All right, let's go. Next question.
All right. What was the nickname for the German bombardment of Britain?
Ooh. The German bombardment of Britain?
Yeah, like when they were just bombing it. Like, what was the nickname of it?
Didn't they refer to that as the Blitz, just like they did the Blitzkrieg of France?
Correct.
Okay.
All
Thought
right, so.
So
you got one more. You got one more here. All right.
Cody always tries to give his answer without actually committing to it, hoping Cam will tell him if it's right or wrong. And that's just what happened there. Didn't they? And then if Cam would have said, no, wrong, you said, I didn't guess that.
All right, final question.
Don't think I'm not on two just because Cam's preoccupied by running a test. I know what's happening here.
This is for the win.
It's for the push.
It's for the win. Yeah.
For the push.
It's for a perfect 10 out of 10,
it's
basically.
It's for 8.5 out of 10.
If I took the multiple choice,
which is what the over-under was set at, which is a great job by me as a lines maker setting this. I've nailed this number.
First of all, if I took the multiple choice, can we just make it clear that I would be 10 out of 10?
Yes, you are as smart as an elementary school student.
Well, Cam said he only got 6. I bet you wouldn't get 10.
I wouldn't have. I haven't studied the Battle of Britain anytime soon.
Which is why I'm an expert. Last question.
All right. Why did Hitler finally stop bombing Great Britain?
Why did Hitler finally stop bombing?
Yep. Is the spelling bee? You want to repeat the question?
Well, they held him off.
That's
not really.
You do still have a multiple choice.
Yeah, give me the multiple choice.
Might as well use it.
Yeah.
If you don't use it, you lose it. That's
so
what they say.
A, because he ran out of fighter planes. B, because he needed his air force with help invading Russia. C, because he no longer wanted to take over Britain. D, because he didn't want to hurt innocent people. E, because the Germans signed a peace treaty with Britain.
He looked really rattled by the E option there.
Because the Germans signed a peace treaty with Britain? Give me A and C again. It's A or C.
A is because he ran out of fighter planes.
Well, he didn't technically, but he...
And C sorta. Was because he no longer wanted to take over Britain.
I mean, the Britons held their own against his fighter planes. He didn't run out, though. They were getting
beaten. Can we
please
have a letter answer, please?
They were getting defeated in the air. He was running out of planes.
We are up against the time, sir. Can we please get
I guess I'll go with A.
Wrong. It was B. He needed his planes to invade Russia, to help invade Russia.
Mm. Well, I mean, I know that was his goal.
7.5.
His goal was to...
10.
His goal was to invade Russia.
You lose, sir.
But the Britons held him off. They held him off. He kept trying to storm in. He made one last push. He sent like 700 planes, and the Brits held their own. They defended that
you
little
are
island.
Smart as a C student in elementary
school. They defended the island against the storm.
Congratulations.
He did pass history here, but
I might have actually missed that one. I will admit that
I'm
going to
break. It's Talk
Sports. Because of the wording.
Powered by Lloyd's Electric. Tennessee taking on Alabama State tonight. What's your level of interest?
Zero.
Zero.
Didn't know it was happening until you just said it.
Okay.
I mean, I guess that's probably the only thing on. It's Wednesday today, right?
Correct. It is Wednesday, yes.
So.
Which is wrong. I mean, there's a lot of things on TV on Wednesdays.
Yeah, but I don't watch like things that come on TV, really.
Okay. Never mind then.
I just watch things that are already off TV, like Netflix,
sure.
HBO. Yeah. So
plus, American Horror Story did have their finale, so that's one less thing for me to watch tonight.
How many seasons of that exist?
I think nine. I haven't watched
it. Is Stevie Nicks still in it?
No.
She was in, what, the third season or something?
Yeah, I don't think she was in any of them. Hmm. I've only watched – this is the only one I've actually – the second one.
Ooh, breaking news.
I've watched from start to finish. What's the breaking news? Please hit the horn.
Wee-oo. 7-time NASCAR champion Jimmie Johnson.
I don't know. Is he dead? Retires?
Will retire after next season.
After next season? What kind of announcement is this? How is this breaking news? Although I guess they are probably getting ready for the preseason. Hell, the season starts, what, the?
February.
First weekend of February, second weekend of February?
Yeah, they'll do the Bud Shootout, and then they'll do the Gatorade Duels, and then they'll do the Daytona 500.
So third weekend of February is the Daytona 500?
Should be third weekend of February, be Daytona 500.
Okay.
It's usually around the 18th.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
Okay.
They don't call it the Bud Shootout anymore either, but it's something like
that.
Something PC. I don't think they could even call it Shootout anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know which part was getting shut down, the Bud. It was kind of fun, Bud, and driving.
Yeah. NASCAR was
weird,
so good about making you think about drinking and driving at the same time.
Yeah, but then the Shootout probably can't say that either.
They'd be like, refreshing Miller Lite. And then the next commercial would be Chevy Silverado. When you're drinking Miller Lite, hop behind the wheel of a Chevy Silverado. That's how NASCAR advertising used to work. Just every other commercial. It's a truck and then some kind of alcohol. So... Yeah, so they're
I think this is on. I don't think this is on the SEC network tonight. Is it getting the SEC alternate channel treatment?
The Alabama State game.
I want to say this is getting the alternate channel.
Yes, yeah, SEC Network Plus. So if you have ESPN Plus, this is where you gotta watch this again.
So you're gonna have to watch it again, like on the
that free month
online.
That month if you bought it for Washington.
Okay.
Still coming in.
Well, that's nice of them. Yeah, you can still use it. Yeah, I'm not much into this game. Cam, you looking at all to this one at all?
No, I will not be paying.
I'll give it a one.
This is a depth game. This is a game where guys, I mean, because, like, you know, if you look at the Washington game, you played Lamonte Turner 39 minutes again. Like, that's his second game in a row where he's played 39 minutes. So I hope he only plays, like, 25, 28 tonight. I want to see some depth start getting developed at the point guard position because, look, I mean, like, so far when Lamonte Turner's been in the game, he's pretty much been your ball handler, right? So you have to start developing someone to handle the ball when he's out, either through injury or foul trouble or whatever. Tennessee hasn't done that yet. So tonight I hope is a night where you can look around and say, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to get this guy some reps. You know, we go 10 deep tonight and try to get some other guys some rotation and continue their development.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Although I don't even know like who the backup point guard should be. Like, who is the backup point guard
for Tennessee?
Yeah, like, who is it? We gonna let Jalen Johnson handle the ball? Like, is he gonna kind of slide over and do that?
I guess.
I mean, that's the question. Like, I don't think we have an answer for it yet. Like, I don't think this Gaines kid is a point guard type. And
this is a week for basketball that's just kind of like, all right, let's get this over with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is like in football, like the when you have a bye week or when you play like Chattanooga.
Yeah, sure. Or Georgia State. So,
yeah,
like,
well,
Tennessee needs to develop a backup point guard. I do think that is something that needs to happen. And this week should be big for that. You know, this game, and then you get UTC. Start developing some depth on your guard position because, I mean, really, Jordan Bowden's been kind of that same way playing a bunch of minutes. So, need to see if someone can step up and help alleviate some of that pressure.
You know what matters this week?
The Titans playing the Jaguars?
This thing I'm holding in my hand right here.
Yeah. I had a dream last night that the Titans lost this weekend.
They probably will. Who are they playing?
The Jaguars.
Oh, yeah, they'll probably lose.
They're not losing to the Jaguars. Because I'm planning on going to Indianapolis to watch the Titans-Colts.
Ooh.
But then I was like, I don't want to go for 5-6. Like, I don't want to do that. So hopefully we win this week. So
what's
I don't have
the
to
difference
my friend.
In 6-5?
A game.
Touche. But
you. Well, man, 6-5, you can still afford a loss. And at 5-6, if you lose in Indianapolis, you're pretty much done. Like, I don't want to go there and watch the season end type of thing.
That makes sense.
I'd like to go there at 6-5 with a chance to be in first place leaving Indianapolis.
Okay. Well, I will be pulling for the Titans this 1 week just so that you can
so that
go.
I leave? So that I might not be here that
no,
Monday afterwards?
So that you are able to go see your team play.
And what a friend.
I think.
Round of applause for Cody McClure.
I will pull for the Titans this weekend because I know that's fun and it'll. You'll be able to take you a trip out of town.
What a
go
guy.
Go see Terrell.
Yeah.
You can, you know, it'll be a fun weekend. So. And you don't. I don't think you get out enough.
I don't get out enough.
So that'll be. It'll be good. It'll be good for you to leave town. I'm not saying I want you to leave town.
I appreciate what you're saying. I don't get out enough. I don't. Yeah, you're right. I live a very boring life.
No, I don't mean it like that either.
I didn't mean it insulting, but it's true.
I'm just saying it'll be good for you to leave town.
I have to take a trip this year. I understand.
Yeah.
I still don't be gone for like 2 days. I'll be back by Monday.
Yeah.
I would skip voluntary reaction though for the Vanderbilt game though. Like I'd skip the whole Saturday thing and just go up Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about the prospect of traveling that Thanksgiving weekend, but it'll be fun.
Ooh, yeah, that is. Oh
man,
that
I
still
got to get my heater in my car fixed too.
Just roll the windows down.
For the heater? I don't know if for the air it works. For the heater, I don't know if that works, bro.
It was a joke.
Gotta let more of the sun in.
Yeah, gets more sun. Yeah, if it's a sunny day, you don't need the heater on anyway.
I need to call my car dealership. They said it takes them 2 days to order the part, so I better get it in there by Monday or Tuesday.
So
yeah, like tonight I want to see depth. Obviously, it's one of those games in basketball you don't worry about it as much. Hopefully, knock on wood, like you don't worry about injuries as much in basketball as you do football in these games. Like, hey, stay healthy. But I want to see depth get developed because do I think we can win in March with playing seven guys? Yes, I actually do. You might not have expected that answer. I do think you can win with only seven guys in March. But do I think you can win in January and February with only seven guys? No.
Hmm.
And I think you have to win in January and February to set yourself up in March. Like, when the tournament gets here, it's like in the NBA playoffs. In the NBA playoffs, you watched the Raptors last year. They pretty much played seven guys.
Yeah.
They had seven guys they felt good about, and they were able to get it done.
They did.
Depth didn't matter as much, unless you're the Warriors and everybody's just, you know, getting hurt. But we talked about Duke winning a championship playing seven guys. You can do it. You can succeed. But I do worry about January and February and the Monte Turner shoulder. And what happens if he gets in foul trouble or has an injury of some sort? Like, you don't have a point guard right now outside of him. So tonight is a depth game, and I want to see if Josiah Jordan-James can handle the rock or if we can find a second point guard. Hour 2 in the books. We'll kick off hour 3 with headlines. It's Talk Sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric.